بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. News and comment. Khilafah for a world without NATO. News. Heads of state and government of NATO member states met in The Hague, Netherlands on June the 24th and 25th. Comment. June the 25th, 2025. In the Hague summit declaration issued by the NATO heads of state and government, the following statements were included. Quote. In the face of serious security threats and challenges, in particular the long-term threat to the Euro-Atlantic security posed by Russia and the continuing threat of terrorism, the Allies commit to allocate 5% of GDP for annual defense needs and security and defense spending until 2035. This commitment will enable us to fulfill both our individual and collective obligations under Article 3 of the Washington Treaty. These investments will ensure that we have the necessary forces, capabilities, resources, infrastructure, combat readiness, and resilience for the three core missions of deterrence and defense, crisis prevention and management, and cooperative security, unquote. At NATO's Hague summit, Russia and terrorism emerged as the two most important threats, while another important issue was the commitment of member states to allocate 5% of GDP to security and defense spending. NATO is a military organization that the US uses for its own interests. At the moment, the US sees Russia, China, Europe, and with the term terrorism in the declaration, Islam and Muslim as threats to itself in the world. In this context, the US wants to use NATO to protect its interests against Islam and Muslims, Russia, and in the long run, China. It was also under pressure of the US that NATO member states committed to increase their security and defense spending to 5% of GDP. The 32 NATO member states have a combined GDP of around $50 trillion. The member states spend $1 trillion, $250 billion on security and defense annually. At the Hague summit, the US aims to increase this figure to $2.5 trillion with the commitment of the member states. Thus, NATO member states will enter into an arms race and countries with developed defense and arms industries, especially the US, will benefit from this situation. NATO will also become stronger in terms of defense and security. The reality is this. A 32-member interstate military organization with the most advanced weapons and powerful armies in the world, who can oppose it? How can they oppose it? And who can fight against such a gigantic power as NATO? The US wants to maintain its hegemony in the world by using the huge power, NATO, for its own interests. This is why NATO is one of the most important threats to Muslims and humanity that must be destroyed, dismantled, disallowed and fought. So who can fight NATO and make it dysfunctional? The only and only true answer is the Khilafah, Caliphate. If Muslims can unite their central location with the most geopolitical and geostrategic importance in the world, their underground and above ground wealth and resources, their population of nearly 2 billion, their huge armies equipped with advanced weapons that are ranked in the world rankings with a political project like the Khilafah, then they will be a great power that can fight NATO and render it dysfunctional. The Khilafah is the only power and option to liberate both Muslims and humanity from the hegemony of the colonizers. For such honor all should strive. Surah As-Sifat, verse 61. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb-ut-Tahrir, Remzi Uzair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.